The Yearbook, a podcast sportscast so you can find out which teams are playing like a bunch of snake lights. I'm your host, Doug. As for nurses and flight attendants, contact us at saysintheyearbook@hotmail.com. The full name of the podcast, saysintheyearbook@hotmail.com. This much we know. World Cup soccer is returning to the United States and Canada and Mexico. A united North American bid involving all three countries was awarded the 2026 World Cup by governing body FIFA. And there was a lot of worldwide support for the USA-Mexico-Canada proposal. It got 134 votes compared to 65 for Morocco, which is ironic since there's a whole lot for countries to get ticked off about. The host nation always gets an automatic bid into the World Cup, the equivalent of every team getting a representative at the All-Star Game, which we like. But in 2026, you'll have three hosts, and this region of the planet, called CONCACAF, gets three spots in the World Cup. So, if the United States, Canada, and Mexico all get free passes, where does that leave Costa Rica, Honduras, and Panama? Countries, especially Costa Rica, that are good at soccer and routinely World Cup contenders. Right now, CONCACAF's fourth place finisher gets a playoff with an Asian team for a World Cup berth, but that's only one slot, and it's a play-in slot at that. Berths to survive CONCACAF and get onto the big stage are hard to come by. How many nations, like Barbados and the Virgin Islands, haven't come close to making it? By 2026, the big soccer dance will be expanded by 16 countries to a total of 48, which could take care of this problem, but a solution hasn't been confirmed, so there are ample opportunities now for protests from other CONCACAF nations. With Mexico and the United States likely to make it in 2026 anyway, but you never know, it's also not confirmed that Canada will get an automatic bid. Early indications are that Canada will get a free pass, but imagine if they don't. Now, before you make jokes, Canada made it in 1986, back when the USA could never survive qualifying and ultimately went 40 years between World Cup appearances, and the Canadians very nearly made it back in 1994, which means Canada should be rightfully angry if FIFA changes the rules and they're the first host left out. Again, the new expanded 48-team field could help anyway, but keep in mind these rankings can be wildly inaccurate. FIFA currently ranks Canada only 79th in the world. Doug, if they're only number 79, why should they make it? Because Canada's already proven itself once on the world stage, which should at least buy immunity from FIFA making an example of them. Plus, since the presence of Canada and Mexico reportedly helped seal this FIFA vote in the first place, excluding any of the three from the tournament should not be an option. South America should have been concerned too, at least at the exact moment when the winning bid was announced. There was already criticism about CONCACAF receiving too many World Cup entries while South America wasn't receiving enough. South America's region has far fewer nations, 10, but is far deeper and tougher to survive, and the parity is impressive. Yes, Brazil always gets in, but current power Uruguay doesn't. Recent power Chile is missing this cup. Paraguay has now missed two straight. Ecuador is missing this one, but all three of its appearances have come in the last five World Cups. Well, up and down Colombia and perennial also ran Peru actually both got in. Despite all of this, South America receives just one more World Cup bid than North America. Now, like the Southeastern Conference, or SEC, South America is not perfect top to bottom. The continent has nine world championships, but that's only spread across three countries, while six nations in the lower half of the standings have never finished as high as fourth in a World Cup. But it's clearly one of the best, arguably the best, soccer region on the planet. So the prospect of North America potentially taking up even more space in 2026 must not have gone over well. Brazil actually voted for the Moroccan bid this time around, although who knows why, and South America's other nine voted for the combined U.S. bid. As in the NCAA basketball tournaments, where small conferences should never lose berths to the glamour boys, it's a bad idea to take berths from lesser World Cup regions to give to the bigger ones. But the upcoming World Cup expansion, you would think, would include more room for South America. But a number of really good European countries also must be looking forward to more slots. Remember the Czech Republic? And hey, Romania doesn't qualify every time either. But as in the NCAA basketball tournaments, even larger brackets fill up fast and someone is always going to get left out. So someone in Europe will also not be thrilled by the prospect of four or five or six spots going to CONCACAF in 2026. The point is, the unannounced part of this week's announcement is the problem, at least when it comes to qualifying. Oh, and what if this multi-country thing sets a precedent? The last podcast we did was about Boston College women's lacrosse. And in case you're wondering what trying to win a national title looks like, in a couple of weeks, BC will begin hosting women's lacrosse summer camps. Two will be literally down the hill at BC's on-campus field, but one camp will also be on Long Island, New York, with another in Maryland. BC lacrosse draws heavily from the Northeast, not just Massachusetts. Their best player is from Long Island. And camps can get Long Island kids, for example, interested in Boston College while also giving the coaches the opportunity to discover talent. This is not to single BC out. This is what it takes to win in many college sports. Next month, North Carolina women's lacrosse will run camps in four different states. Syracuse is coming to New Jersey, while Northwestern University will be spending the end of this month in Massachusetts. Not everyone travels, not everyone has to or wants to, but everyone has lacrosse camps. And the next few weeks, like it or not, are the starting point to winning the 2023 national championship. Hey, Bermuda voted for the U.S. proposal.